Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
That's right. We are live into the second hour. All over the country, they're banning what restaurants can serve, how much salt. School districts are saying parents can't pack your lunch. You must buy it from the company store. Supreme Court rules that prosecutors are allowed to frame you, that it's a good American policy. There is no justice in America, and prosecutors should know it's open season on the slaves, already with the biggest prison population in the world. Big news on Fukushima coming up and the increased radiation levels in Japan, but also here in North America. That's all coming up. Lieutenant Colonel Anthony Schaefer joins us towards the end of the next hour. Coming up in about 30 minutes, Webster Griffin Tarpley joins us. But right now, Nick, Mike, Richard, Steve, John, and others, I want to talk to you. The toll-free number is 1-800-259-9231. Nick in California. What do you think of all the news we covered last hour?
Oh, it's insane. It's everything. With the schools, the warning about it is, you get one bad employee in there, and they've got something in on you, kids. A drug or something.
Well, that's right. Or if if the school officials are obsessive, compulsive vegans, then they're going to try to make your kids vegan. So the point is, they're now mommy and daddy in these public schools.
Well, they're going to have to force them to give organic. In Chicago, the warning is maybe you can't place your bag lunch anywhere without having it secure. Because I've been in the Catholic school and I found priests in the lunch school box in where we're not supposed to be there, and anything can happen to you.
That's right. Predators. There are a lot of great people that want to teach children and help them. But then there's also the predators, want to be truancy officers, want to be priests, want to be teachers, want to be Boy Scout leaders because they're perverts, and we've got to remember that. But I notice the system's trying to make it where they've got full control of your kids.
Got about 6 points to cover in about 2 minutes.
Yeah, go ahead.
First of all, L.A. Times and Sacramento Bee on March 21st or 22nd, there's a very good article on Diablo Canyon and the emergency pumps being out for 16 months.
Yeah, I don't really know what you're talking about there. What's the next point?
Okay.
Oh, you're talking about the radiation meters?
No, that's our nuclear reactor on a fault. They found our lieutenant governor come on earlier than that and announced that he discovered that the pumps have been not in operation.
Well, if the reactor blows up, people ought to be thankful. Radiation makes you not get cancer, Ann Coulter said so.
Had alternatives. Okay, the next point is they're changing the standards. They're altering the radiation standards.
Yes.
At the same time, this week they're going to announce that our terror warnings being changed to only elevated to intimate, being swamped in anything easier than that.
Okay, we're going to jump here in a minute. What's the other points?
You had asked one time, we're about a year anniversary, where that guy, he pulled a John Deere. He flew his airplane into that IRS building in Texas.
Yeah, the stack
you
attack.
You asked at that time what else happened. And at that same day, they were opening an embassy in Dubai with moat and a wall. And then the next thing is, in the death toll in Japan, thank you so much for hollering the third day about being the 10,000, because they were giving me a stroke when they were going, 250 dead, 30 missing, like that. And the next day, 60 missing, 400.
I hear you, sir, and I appreciate your call, Nick. We're going to come back in a hurry through the calls, and I'm glad to hear from you, Nick, but we've got to have the callers on a minute or two just to hear your points and move on, because if there's 20 points, we just can't get to it all. These are government crisis management techniques to always lowball the number of dead, and then later people don't hear about it when it's 30,000 dead. Or to early on, and everybody's paying attention to a story, say there is no radiation or it's very low, no big deal. So then when it's 7.5 million times safe levels, that's a month later, nobody's really paying attention, and we're raising the radiation levels to thousands of times what they were previously, but it's good for you. All right, we're going to come back. Go to Mike, Richard, Steve, John, and others. Stay with us.
Over the last year, Alex has told you about, and many of you have experienced emergencies and disasters in unprecedented numbers. People have had to literally run for their lives. Folks, this is Steve Shank with eFoods Direct. I'm not here to scare you, but when disaster strikes, you won't have time to think. You must act automatically. What does a pilot do when the helicopter engine fails in flight? No time to think, just act automatically. When the alert is broadcast, the alarm sounds, or the knock comes on your door, you'll need to be ready to act without thinking of what to do or what you need. You need a 5-day extreme emergency kit. With serious supplies and real food to secure 2 adults for 5 days, this powerful $300 extreme emergency kit is free with an order of at least $995 from eFoods Direct. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633. That's eFoodsDirect.com/Alex, 800-409-5633.
America, you've been warned. For weeks, we've been warning you about a single event we believe will happen in the next 12 months that will shake the very foundations of our nation. We've told you about the video that details this shocking prediction. So far, over 6 million people have watched this free video online. Have you? Again, this big event has nothing to do with war or the stock market, yet it could change everything about your normal way of life. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your family. Could this really happen? Well, the man who created this video has been right about many predictions in his career. He was among the first to predict the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. If you haven't taken time to watch this free video, do it right now. You may never think about America the same way again. You can find the free video at endofamerica3.com. Again, that's www.endofamerica3.com. Watch the free video at endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com.
Never buy home canning jar lids again. No kidding. When you buy Tadler reusable canning lids once, you'll never buy canning lids ever again. Safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways containing BPA. But Tadler reusable canning lids are guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning. Tadler lids are made with a USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, safe for direct food contact, and contain no BPA. Tadler lids are dishwasher safe, usable with standard pressure or water bath canning. Eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion. Fit standard mason jars, are indefinitely reusable, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders at reusablecanninglids.com or call 1-877-747-2793. 877-747-2793. Call 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com for Tadler reusable canning lids, the original since 1976.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We are live now into hour number two, continuing with your phone calls. And Webster Griffin Tarpley, historian and economist, will join us on Bretton Woods 2 and George Soros' announcement that the dollar is already not the world reserve currency. And the consensus from the meeting of top globalists in New Hampshire is that they are going to move towards getting rid of the dollar and giving more power to the bankers that have engineered the implosion. Also, gold hits record on euro. Silver jumps to 31-year top. More reports coming out about honeybees dying all over the world. The government's answer is, hey, no big deal. Not just in Chicago, but other school districts are moving to say parents cannot bring school lunches. Parents cannot be trusted to pack the lunches. Only the school can be trusted. Also, the Supreme Court has ruled that prosecutors are allowed to frame you knowing you're innocent and withhold evidence of your innocence. We are in deep trouble, but this is the cycle in humanity. Folks always let things get out of hand before they finally wake up. The awakening is happening, so they're rolling out the Homeland Security, COG, federalization grid to try to suppress us, but it's not going to work. We are going to win. As the system abuses more and more people, they will be soldiers in the info war to awaken others. Let's hurry to your calls now. Mike in Illinois. Mike, you're on the air. Welcome.
Yes. Hi, Alex. Thank you very much. I want to thank you for being a true patriot. The thing I'm calling about, I'm appalled as to how, you know, Japan is handling this nuclear problem here. In my company, our company that supplies zeolite, they could have easily, saturated the area with zeolite.
Yeah, for those that don't know, that's a type of rock formation that absorbs radioactivity. They dumped a lot of it on Chernobyl, and it's one of the most effective things to basically neutralize it and encapsulate it. That's not happening. Go ahead.
No, we've been in touch with the council there, and finally they're in correspondence with us right now. We're ready to ship.
Well, that's because the state, finally the governor of for the Fukushima prefecture, as you know, has come out and said the government's lied. I'm going to cover that. But for folks that don't know what this rock formation is, explain to them what it does.
Well, what it does is it ionically absorbs the radiation, like the cesium that was, around the plant there. That would have, contained that. They could have then, got that and dumped it, somewhere where it would have been under control. Even with the water that was spilled out into the ocean there, they could have treated it with the zeolite where it would have absorbed, the radiation there to a great degree. But,
and for folks that don't know, that's even recommended by the IAEA, but they've never recommended it to Japan. And that what Japan did with the hundreds of thousands of fuel rods blown hither and yon, according to New York Times, as far as a mile away, it brings a new kicker to the point of sweeping it under the rug. They just had bulldozers cover the spent fuel rods that will continue to leach into the soil and water.
Exactly. And even, like they fed it to the reindeer, the people up in the Ukraine around Chernobyl, because it was probably the only thing that prevented millions of people from dying at that point. It was just, such a catastrophe. And again, as you people see on the television, there's no real indication that you're receiving this radiation.
Would think that the Pentagon, who's pulled back 200 miles from Fukushima 3.5 weeks ago, would be honest with us about what radiation their readings they're getting. But if you notice in all the news, we're only getting state and local radiation increase readings and testing of milk and food. We're not getting any of this from the federal government. It's local independent government agencies and private groups that are doing it. So the cover-up in Japan is the same policy here in the United States, and it's ongoing. But I've got quotes from our media, ABC News experts and others, saying it's now contained, the crisis is over. The crisis is intensifying.
Yes, it will. And what they're doing right now, they ship that big pump over there, and they're going to cover it with cement. No zeolite in there at all. So, again, they're going to have to put it on there eventually. And as you said on one of your shows there, when you saw that mushroom cloud, from the explosion, you knew that it was a done deal. At that point, they had to take some drastic action. We even tried to contact the State Department here to help us, with the shipment of this over there and what have you. But it's all sort of gone on deaf ears. But hopefully,
The thousands of U.S. helicopters and personnel who could do one pass apiece? Well, they say the radiation's too high, but they won't give us the numbers. They should have had helicopters day one dumping the zeolite on top of it.
Exactly. Alex, it's criminal in my mind. And then they're not supplying it to the people out there. They're not, it's not really my department and the company, to be dealing with this. But I was off today, so I was able to sit and listen to you again. But,
well, Mike, let me expand on that, because everything's fine. The EPA put out a report last week that they've now raised, and I'm directly linking through to them via this article, America and EU agree, raise radiation levels for food, and everything's fine. It says that the new standards would result in nearly a 1,000-fold increase for exposure to strontium-90, a 3,000 to 100,000-fold hike for exposure to iodine-131, and almost a 25,000% rise for exposure to radioactive nickel-63, all the things being found here. So they say it's suddenly fine, sir. So what's the problem? Government wouldn't lie to you. Are you a conspiracy theorist, sir? 100,000 times safe level for strontium-90 is good, sir. A 25,000 times rise for radioactive nickel is good. Radioactive 63. Sir, please. I appreciate your call, okay? You know what, folks? Everything's fine, okay? The bankers are going to fix things with this world government. The radiation is good for you. I'm glad the feds aren't releasing numbers. They should arrest all these university and city officials that are releasing the numbers. How dare them report that this higher radiation is here? They should have waited for the EPA to come out and raise safe levels. There are a lot of sickos out there, like that last caller, Mike. Un-American. He probably thinks it's bad that the Supreme Court rules that prosecutors can frame people. He probably thinks parents should be able to pack their school, their child's lunch and have that decision in their life. He probably thinks it's wrong that Wells Fargo and Wachovia admittedly laundered $376 billion in drug money. He probably thinks sevenfold increase in cancer in bones from fluoride in the water is bad. I mean, you're a sicko! Richard in Illinois, you're on the air. I hope you're not as crazy as Mike.
No, but I am representing 1,500 architects and engineers who are calling for a new investigation of World Trade Center 7 and buildings 1 and 2 as well.
I didn't know that Richard Gage called in. Another person who said 6 years ago that 7 fell at free fall and they denied it and now admit it. So what if the building fell at free fall? So what if there was a 10-second countdown and explosion blast points and police saying, get back, we're going to blow it up on CNN? It didn't happen. Building 7 doesn't exist.
And we fortunately have been able to wake up well over a couple of thousand architects and engineers throughout the country. And we're on a Midwest tour. And my event coordinators wanted me to give you a quick update, Alex. We're going to be in Munster, Indiana tonight at 7 p.m. at the Center for Visual Performing Arts. And then tomorrow night in Peoria at the Lakeview Museum.
Why should people want to hear from 1,500 architects and engineers, some of them at the top of their field, proving there were explosives in the buildings? Richard, radiation at 25,000 times safe levels is good for you.
Yeah, well, I doubt that. but
the government said so.
Well, people are waking up to what we're being told, that it's just not true. People in Minneapolis, for instance, St. Paul.
Did you just call the government liars because the White House regulations are says that should be an arrestable offense? Are you trying to discredit this government in the wartime?
Yeah.
I'm going to stop being sarcastic. Richard Gage, tell us a little bit about architects and engineers. I'm flattered you got through here. So you're out there traveling, trying to talk about the laws of physics. Laws of physics don't apply now because Karl Rove said so.
Yeah, we can't stop Newton. It's immutable.
He was with Al Qaeda.
With 40,000 tons of structural steel in it, a building like Building 7 can't fall at free fall acceleration straight down uniformly, symmetrically into its own footprint. A building wasn't even hit by an airplane.
Next, you're going to say up is down and down is up, Richard.
Well, that's the problem, and people.
You're wrong. Up is up and down is not down and sideways is not sideways and black is not white, but white is black and black is white. 2 + 2 doesn't equal 4. Are you with Al-Qaeda? I'm going to ask you right now.
No, and neither are the 1,500 architects and engineers that I represent. And
but Al-Qaeda is good when they're helping overthrow Gaddafi.
Oh, yeah, well, that's different. We've given this presentation over 185 times now, Alex, throughout the country. We're on a 10-city Midwest tour. We're 5 down and 5 to go. We'll be in Minneapolis on Thursday, 4:14 at the Continuing Education and Conference Center. And I'm telling you beforehand, of those who come who are skeptical of our position, supporting Newton's third law, et cetera, equal and opposite reactions, most all of them, I mean, almost a shutout in the last 4 out of 5. Everybody agrees with the evidence for controlled demolition.
Well, that's because you're evil. And I don't need to look at the laws of Newtonian physics. I can just call you a kook and laugh at you. So I don't need to look at facts, okay? I'm superior. I can just laugh at you. 9/11 was not an inside job. Guys with box cutters did take over the planes. Nobody fought back. It doesn't matter if they said they blew up Building 7 and later changed the story. It doesn't matter how many engineers or architects or physicists you've got. Richard Gage, you are you are a kook, and so is that guy Alex Jones, and all of, and Newton. Newton is a kook. Ha ha! Newton the Putin. Ha ha! I laughed at him. Doesn't matter. Ha ha! I love the government. I love radiation. It's good for me. Ha ha ha!
Freedom, the blistering anti-globalist anthem from the rock band Ravelin. Just one of 11 great songs from the album Under the Sun. Available on iTunes and at Ravelin.com. R-A-V-E-L-Y-N. Ravelin.com.
Spring and a new growing season are here. Plan a healthy garden easy and fast with Organicaseed.com. Easy because Organicaseed.com offers one of the largest online selections of organic, heirloom, non-hybrid, and untreated seeds, as well as tobacco and cotton seeds at low prices. Go to Organicaseed.com, spelled O-R-G-A-N-I-C-A-Seed.com. Organicaseed.com. Remember, Organicaseed is healthy seed.
Dr. David Berry has provided excellent advice for all those interested in practical economics and sound money. It's certainly worth reading.
That's what Congressman Ron Paul said about Cha-Ching Wisdom, 123 Practical Universal Truths About Money, the new book by Dr. David Berry.
The cool part of this book, certainly it'll speak to you personally, your life, your lifestyle, your money, your investments, but it also can be generalized into the nation, what's going on as a nation. We do these same things as personally that we do as a nation.
Dr. Berry's book, Cha-Ching Wisdom, presents many facets of your relationship with the once almighty dollar and how current national and international politics affect your daily life.
Some of the other things are about that. They're not just economic. They're philosophical. There's psychology involved in this book. There's philosophy involved in this book.
Read Cha-Ching Wisdom by Dr. David Berry, only $9.95. Available at cha-chingwisdom.com. That's C-H-A-C-H-I-N-G-Wisdom.com. Cha-chingwisdom.com.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. The real U.S. unemployment rate is now 22% and not 9 like what we are told by the mainstream media. The primary instinct of unemployed Americans is to go to college and seek a higher education. But all across America, students are graduating with hundreds of thousands of dollars in debt and no jobs. Most college graduates are now admitting that they would have been better off getting a job at Walmart or McDonald's than having their lives destroyed by student loans. Our friends at the National Inflation Association are getting ready to release College Conspiracy, the world's most comprehensive documentary ever produced about America's college education system. To be among the first to see College Conspiracy, sign up for the free NIA newsletter today at www.inflation.us. NIA believes that college education is the largest scam in American history. College Conspiracy will expose the facts and truth about the education system here in the U.S. Sign up for free today at inflation.us to be among the first to see College Conspiracy.
Going solar for cheap is as easy as 1, 2, 3. If you want to go solar but thought the setup costs were too high, now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200. Don't laugh. We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch our introduction video at 123cheapsolarvideo.com. The video is free, but it won't last long. Save money on electric bills and get off the grid. Go to 123cheapsolarvideo.com right now. Our website again is 123cheapsolarvideo.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
I was illustrating absurdity by being absurd with the last few callers. John up in Minnesota didn't tell me it was Richard Gage. I guess Richard didn't point that out. I recognize his voice. That is Richard Gage, a great guy. Check out Architects and Engineers for 9/11 Truth. Just search that term. You'll find a website and find out where they're having events across the country. Certainly should go to that. I want to take a few more calls. Then I got a guest coming on. Then I will get into the latest radiation news. But think about them taking all these different radioactive isotopes now building up in the U.S., in the produce, in the milk, in 17 states. The feds aren't even testing. It's local states and universities that are finding this. And the Fed's response is, well, we'll just raise it 100,000-fold in one isotope, 3,000-fold in another, 24,900-and-something-fold in another, 1,000-fold in another. That's the just insanity of it. No, that building's not falling at free fall. NIST said that for 8 years. Then finally, a year and a half ago, they had to admit, okay, it does fall at free fall. We don't know how that happens. Well, here's the blast points on Building 7. Here's the police saying, get back, they're going to blow it up. Well, we still say we didn't blow it up. But the owner says you blew it up. Well, he didn't mean that. We say radiation's not bad for you. We say that building fell on its own. We say the Easter Bunny's real. By the way, Jesse Ventura is going to be on Coast to Coast AM tonight for the first hour. And then yours truly is on for the next two, maybe three. I don't know. Sometimes they go into overdrive. But the point is, I will be on Coast to Coast AM tonight for 2 hours. So definitely want to join us for that. We're going to cover a lot of government corruption and things that they don't want you to know about, a la his book, 63 Documents the Government Doesn't Want You to Read. He could have gone to thousands of documents they don't want you to read, but hence 63, the real coup d'etat with the killing of JFK. So we're going to be breaking down a lot of key information tonight on Coast to Coast AM, coasttocoastam.com. Okay, in other news, gas prices climbing towards $5 per gallon. Oh, what did Lindsey Williams say in October 6 months ago? He said within 6 months to a year, $150 a barrel. Oh, now the news is saying that. IMF cuts U.S. growth forecast on oil, lackluster jobs pace. Bloomberg. But the government said we're in a boom economy and radiation's good. Let's go ahead and talk to Steve. Steve in Florida, you're on the air, sir. Welcome.
Yeah, good afternoon, Alex. I wanted to relate to a recent conversation I had with a neighbor of mine who is in Iraq, Afghanistan, New World Order expansion of their empire veteran. But before I get to that, I just wanted to say real quick, you know, I've told people, if you want to know who owns things, try driving that vehicle that you have without those stickers they require on your windshield or your license. You'll find out real quick.
Try not paying your property taxes and you try to squat on your own property. SWAT team's coming. And you know what? They think it's manly to gun you down, so get ready to die.
Oh, yeah. And speaking of that, I was talking to this guy, and I was talking to him about the Middle East situation that's going on, specifically Libya. And he mentioned when he was in Iraq and Afghanistan that a lot of times they would have to kill these kids because they, you know, were wired with, you know, bombs, et cetera. And I was saying this on the heels of telling him what you had pointed out about Rush Limbaugh's comments about war and how off he is on that. And, you know, the thing is, I said, well, what would we do, you know, if we were invaded like that? You know, wouldn't kids be doing the same thing with their, at their, you know, parents' training and behest? Sure they would. We're defending ourselves. I said, that's all they're doing over there. And this light, like, clicked on. And then I went into talking to him about things that I've learned through you. And I gave him a copy of Terror Storm, and he's been watching. And he said it's really scary, which means he's getting awakened for the first time to how he's been used. But he made a comment to me. He said, you know, my superiors told us about these so-called videos they found in the caves in Afghanistan when we were there of Osama bin Laden just in pristine condition. But he said, the thing is, I came to realize from that Osama bin Laden's one of us because those caves, we destroyed them. So it was impossible for them to find these videos that they put out there and the news media is saying is Osama bin Laden. So, you know, thank God that's somebody who's,
well, listen, it's confirmed that Anwar al-Awlaki, now the operational commander of al-Qaeda, gets his orders from the Pentagon and hangs out there secretly. It's on record that they protect him. Do they have low-level soldiers that don't know who they're fighting for, just like our soldiers think they're fighting for America and not the globalists? It's the same story. But how many troops have called in? How many news items have admitted that they tell the troops you're in an al-Qaeda area, U.S. troops have never been here, and they see U.S. MREs, gun casings, graffiti. They then later talk to units when they get back that were there a year before. It's all lies. It's all fake. When U.S. troops actually captured 8,000 Taliban al-Qaeda, quote, cream, Times of London, Newsweek magazine, they were ordered to release them and pay them in gold. This was in the news in 2002. It's in Road to Tyranny. I mean, the articles. I mean, I understand. Now, al-Qaeda would make young 12, 14, 15-year-olds get in the first ring around Kabul. Our troops would then bomb and kill them while Al-Qaeda then waited, loaded on C-130s, high fives. Woo, yeah, victory. Woo, going to Pakistan. Woo!
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for survivalseedbank.com.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
There's a man named Dr. Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor. Both a veterinarian and a naturopathic physician, Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on health care by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, taking charge of their life, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs leading to side effects. This is clearly a deadly recipe. The good news is Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government and big pharma manipulation of our healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare and have joined forces to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I want you to join our InfoWars team. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central. Back Sundays, 4 to 6 p.m. Thank you for joining us. For just one segment, Webster Griffin Tarpley joins us. Then I'm going to get into the radiation cover-up news. Then we're going to continue with your phone calls, John, Bill, Extra, Ian, Bob, and others. Toll-free number to join us, 800-259-9231. Now, Webster Griffin Tarpley is in downtown D.C. just did a TV interview. He's got to jump on a subway here in about 15 minutes, so he's going to be leaving us very, very soon. But I wanted to get him on dealing with the latest Libya developments. He's got some new key intel on the al-Qaeda forces. Even the Wall Street Journal admits commanding the rebels from the east with U.S., NATO, and British command, CIA in place with their old comrades, al-Qaeda. We also want to get into the French grabbing Gbagbo, the president, backing the rebels who they admit have been slaughtering people with enjoyment, so helping the humanitarian slaughter, just like the UN honcho, the 800,000 murdered in 94 in Rwanda. But before we go there, gas prices climbing towards $5 per gallon coming up. CBS predicts by Memorial Day. Also, IMF cuts U.S. growth forecasts on oil, lackluster jobs pace. George Soros has announced that they have a consensus from Bretton Woods, too, that the dollar is no longer the world reserve currency. They're going to move away from it to a new basket of Ponzi scheme. And that the consensus is that, yes, they're going to do this. Of course, you can't believe anything out of Soros' mouth, but monitoring Bloomberg, they were there on site over the weekend, marching the globalists through, celebrating what they've done. So, Webster, briefly, on the economic front, what's your take on what's happening with commodities rising so much?
Well, we are, of course, in a world economic depression, and we're still in this. We're in the second phase of it still. We're in the European banking collapse phase of this Great Depression, if you compare it to the depression of 1929 to 1933. We're still seeing European banking systems blow up. We've seen Portugal blow up in the last week or so. And, of course, the bailouts that are being arranged are not bailouts of Greece or Portugal or Ireland. They are the bailouts of London, Paris, and Frankfurt banks that have bought the bonds of these countries. And as for Soros, I think there's a tremendous amount of demagogy and smoke and mirrors with him. I think in some ways he's trying to occupy a public space. There ought to be a debate about world economic, world monetary reform, but he can't do it. And when you get down to this question of reserve currency, here's what you've got to come up with, and it's not, you can't just pull this out of your nose from one day to the next. You've got to have something comparable to the U.S. Treasury market. The U.S. market in Treasury securities trades on a normal day about $1 trillion worth of T-bonds and T-bills. However, it can, if necessary, ratchet that up to $2 or $3 or maybe $4 trillion in a single day. So it's the most liquid. It's the deepest, broadest, and most liquid market in the world. And it could, of course, be actually a national asset instead of being a plaything for speculators, which it is. But if you want to have a reserve currency, you've got to have something that can do the same thing. So a central bank could come and say, look, here's $2 trillion of securities. We want cash, and we want it now, within 2 hours. Nobody in the world can give you that. The Europeans don't have it. The Japanese. Nobody comes close. So if you're saying get rid of the dollar, what you're really saying is go towards a situation where there is no world reserve currency. Chaos. And maybe that fits together.
And then they admit, yes, then they're going to have this new global regulatory system that plays those markets and plays them off against each other with their inside knowledge, further consolidating power. And that's exactly what they said in their buzzwords. Shifting gears in the same topic area, then we'll look at the geopolitical military operations expanding through AFRICOM in Africa, as you predicted 2 years ago in the Obama deception. You said that would be the new military move first by Brzezinski and the Anglo-American system through the left cover Obamanoids. But Iceland has rejected the bankster shakedown, so the British government is talking about trying to seize accounts, lawsuits against the government, though it's been admitted in Iceland now for over a year that all of those debts, over 95% of them, were owed by the private bankers and derivatives. This is not the debt of the Irish or the Icelanders or the people in Portugal. That's the big issue here. Latest development, the government of Reykjavik has said, no, we're not turning our people into debt slaves, and Britannia is coming after.
I say hats off to the people of Iceland. It's a gallant little country, a couple of 100,000 people. They're under attack by a much larger country, Great Britain, joined by the Dutch, joined by the European Union, the Second International, and all the rest of them. The leaders that they have inside the country are generally a very bad pack of characters, especially the socialists who are really the socialists are the ones who are most eager to give in to the IMF, but it's a resistance movement in the population against finance oligarchs and against finance capital, and that is, to put it mildly, what we need here. In this country over the weekend, we've had the Republicans bringing forward the demands of Wall Street and the financial community, and Obama trying to find ways to capitulate, and his capitulation on the weekend, surrendering on this budget stuff, this was the one of the things he did was to destroy $1.5 billion of funding for fast rail. So the Chinese have fast rail. The French have had it for 30 years to the day, the TGV. The U.S. is still nowhere and will remain nowhere because of this sellout by the Obama administration. And now he's coming after you again on Wednesday with more cuts. And these, I believe, are genocidal type. In other words, he says he's going to talk about Medicare, Medicaid, Social Security entitlements. Now, this is where old people start to die. So,
and he's got the left cover because he's the Democrat. And so they're making it class warfare against the social safety net that even if you totally removed it, explain briefly as an economist the numbers, it would do nothing to the 1.5 quadrillion in derivatives. So they're scapegoating it as a resource war, as we just saw a few months ago with Bill Gates admitting, hey, you hire 10 teachers when you kill grandma. They're really setting the stage to play us off against each other.
Absolutely. And remember, the historical experience from Germany 1930 to 1932 to Schwarzenegger to everybody else, the more you cut the budget under depression conditions, and that's where we are, you cut the budget under depression conditions, your deficit grows. Next year, it will all be worse because of what's been destroyed. And, of course, the human toll in the meantime is very large. Obama, by the way, told people what he would do. He gave an interview to the Washington Post editorial board in the week before his inauguration, where he said very clearly, I've been talking about hope and change, and that's all a bunch of baloney, in effect. I'm going to attack Medicare. I'm going to attack Social Security. Those are the things we have to do. We've got to come up with money for bigger and better bailouts of Wall Street. So that's what he's carrying.
And by the way, you laid all this out 2 years ago. This came out in March 13th of 2009. We got a FBI visit over this film. They were so scared of it, so I launched it 2 days earlier. They were asking about this film. I guess they were tapping our phones and knew what was in it. Everything you and I laid out in this and others has totally happened. Obama deception, evergreen, more important than ever. And my final point on this was listening to Bloomberg Financial over the weekend from Bretton Woods. They were there with a steady train of miscreants coming through, was that the great news is there's a consensus. The same bankers that engineered this are now saying the system has failed. They've got a new system and that they're going to basically have austerity. But then they even admitted the problem is all the big mega banks are insolvent and are basically zombies. But that they can't break them up, so that they're just going to go ahead with this program. And the final point that was so frightening about it was that they seemed to be very, very pleased with what was happening.
Well, certainly the big impulse to do something to attack Wall Street, which was very, very clear in 2007, 2008, 2009, has essentially been blunted by Obama. He has run a counterinsurgency operation of massive proportions, so that the entire attempt to do something, for example, to ban certain kinds of derivatives, ban credit default swaps, ban the collateralized debt obligation, the things that did the most damage in September and October of 2008, that has gone nowhere. The financial regulation bill was dictated by the banks themselves with the help of Barney Frank and with the help of...
We got to shift gears now,
done all this.
Webster, because we've only got you for this one segment. You've got to go. But in the final equation, we're scapegoating welfare moms and old people and seniors instead of talking about the trillion-pound gorilla in the living room, the trillion-pound elephant, the bankers, the banker takeover. That's the big issue, but Americans are really starting to get it. Now, specifically on Libya, you've got some new developments there.
What we're seeing, I think, is that the rebels in Libya are simply militarily incompetent, and they are so inferior to Gaddafi's forces that I don't think they can hold on even with the NATO airstrikes. I think there's a very good possibility that we'll reach a choice point here where it's going to be either watch the rebels get wiped out, and it just means militarily defeated, really not much more than that, or have an actual land invasion, a ground invasion. You see that there's the thinking in NATO coming from Rasmussen, the head of NATO, is that the partition of Libya is a good goal. He says there has to be a political solution. There's no military solution. That's NATO speak for we want to carve the country in half. Unfortunately for Obama, for Sarkozy, and for Cameron, they are so committed in their demagogy to getting rid of Gaddafi that they may not be able to accept this. But the big thing is the inferiority of the rebels on the ground. Remember, a lot of these people are from Al-Qaeda. They are people who have done guerrilla warfare against the U.S. in Iraq and Afghanistan and killed a lot of our soldiers. But What they're not up for is a kind of conventional war, more or less, where they have to go up against another army, and they're out in the open. And you see that they simply run away. Interesting is also the hatred of the United States and NATO and even Turkey among the rebels is extreme. They should control it, right, for their own interest. They should hide what they really think, but they can't hide it. They're holding demonstrations condemning NATO, condemning the U.S., complaining, whining that the airstrikes are not enough. What it simply shows is that these people are from Al-Qaeda, many of them, and they really hate the United States, and they should cover that up, but they can't. It keeps coming up to the surface.
And by the way, Webster, just to briefly interrupt, you said over a month ago that they would try to carve the country in two, but then the arrogance and the bravado of the Western leaders in the demonization of Gaddafi would probably lead towards ground troops. Last week, the top U.S. general over the operations said, we've got ground troops off the coast. We are probably going to have to invade. And so it looks like they've always been building towards this, but there's been such a political backlash that they're basically hesitating. What do you see happening?
Well, the smaller NATO countries, right, be it the Italians or the Dutch or the other components of the NATO command, would like the rebels to do this for them. But what I think we're seeing is the rebels can't do it. They can't hold on even in Cyrenaica. The other interesting thing today is this African Union delegation trying to have a ceasefire, which I think is the immediate demand. Stop the shooting on the ground. Stop the airstrikes. And you notice the racist treatment that the African Union is getting. Those guys, for some reason, they don't count. The Arab League is important, and NATO is important, but the African Union means nothing. You had three presidents. You had the president of Congo, Uganda, Mali, Mauritania, and South Africa. I guess that makes five presidents meeting with Gaddafi, and Gaddafi accepted their peace plan. And if you turn the TV on, well, those guys, they don't count. You're lucky if they even tell you their name. The racist overtones of this thing are amazing because one of the demands of those AU presidents is that there should be protection for foreign workers, for foreigners, including African migrant workers, who are the ones who have been slaughtered. They've been lynched in Benghazi, in Darna, in Tobruk, and the other rebel cities. There have been real atrocities.
But that's humanitarian, Webster, just like the French troops in Ivory Coast helping protect the rebels that are admittedly slaughtering men, women, and children with machetes. That is humanitarian.
Right. And the Ivory Coast, this is a different UN resolution now, but they're the same ilk. The Ivory Coast is UN Security Council 1975. Libya's 1973. This is a new kind of imperialism, and what you saw yesterday was the French and the United Nations actively trying to kill Gbagbo. And the interesting story here is that the president that the French Sarkozy wants to install is this Ouattara. He is, of course, a Muslim from the north, but above all, he's an official of the International Monetary Fund. And if you want to see it in terms of the global alliance of the CIA with the Muslim Brotherhood and indeed with their property Al-Qaeda, it's interesting to note that the guy who's now going to be maybe put on trial, he's lucky if he's alive today, Gbagbo, right, in the south, that's a Christian with a lot of popular support.
Yeah, you don't fight Al-Qaeda. If you're the Serbs, if you're the Russians, you don't fight the Sweetie Pies. You don't fight the dear sweet Anwar al-Awlaki when he's hanging out at the Pentagon. These are great Americans. We're anti-American because we don't like Al-Qaeda. And it's just that Orwellian. How dumb does the system think we are, Webster, to be launching these new UN Al-Qaeda-backed wars where Al-Qaeda's the good guys?
Well, I think they think we're very dumb. Now, maybe the world on the whole is not so dumb. You mentioned Iceland. You've also had Turkey playing a positive role. Right? Erdogan of Turkey saying, if you give arms to those rebels in Libya, that's going to cause terrorism. Lavrov of Russia, something similar. Whatever missiles those guys in Benghazi get will show up in Chechnya, in southern Russia, in the Kurdish part of Turkey.
West Bank.
In Indonesia. Or any airport in the world. So the Libyan rebels coming, paid for by you, armed by you, and coming to an airport near you with one of the missiles you gave them. And this is what it's come down to. Unbelievable. Open fraternization of the U.S. Government with these al-Qaedas. And remember, of that rebel council in Benghazi, half of those guys are anonymous. We don't know who they are.
understand. We only got a minute left. Where is it going? So overall, the operation's not going for the New World Order well, but they don't care. They're invading more countries under the guise of humanitarianism, hacking people up with machetes.
Right, and you can see, though, things have slowed down in Syria. Algeria is going nowhere. The guy in Yemen is holding on. So I think what Gaddafi has done is at least is forced this out in the open. You can see that it's imperialism. It's not happy days of democracy. And slowed it down. I think the great danger now is that the demagogues, the Obamas, the Sarkozys, and the Camerons will prevail and say, we now have to send in our Marines, our special forces, and save the rebels on the ground. And that, of course, will then be a full-scale war. That's Obama's fourth war, which is what he's got right now. So it's important for people to say no to this. And if you simply ended these wars, you'd have about $2 trillion to work with in terms of your budget. So maybe that's an important sideline in the budget battle.
Yeah, but killing a million Iraqis, that's humanitarian. These wars are humanitarian. We got to unplug Grandma. We got to take Social Security away. I've got him here in the New York Times saying cut Social Security. So there you go, folks. There's your Obama for you. And you conservatives love it. Don't touch the bankers. Just throw Grandma out on the street. Tarpley.net's your website. Thank you, Tarpley.
Thank you.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com. Or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
The largest part of gaining radiant health is detoxification. You can drink ionized water, cleanse your intestines, eat a perfect diet, and even take lots of quality supplements, and in many instances, only make minimal progress. What is the key to detoxifying your body of mercury, heavy metals, chemicals, and drugs? It is glutathione. Glutathione is the master antioxidant used to detoxify your entire body. It stops free radicals, keeps cells young, and reduces inflammation. One World Whey protein powder may be able to raise your glutathione production by 64% or more. One World Whey is more effective than any other whey protein powder on the market because it is unheated and from grass-fed cows. All other, quote, cold-processed whey protein powders have been heated and damaged by 15% or more. One World Whey comes in three delicious flavors. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
The U.S. economy is at a tipping point. 40 cents of every dollar the government spends is borrowed. The president of the Federal Reserve in Dallas was recently quoted saying, "This path will lead to insolvency, resulting in the collapse of our government and our economy. Our country can't function like this, and neither can your household. That's why you need to prepare, and priority one is your food supply. Fortunately, it's easy and affordable with the help of Ready Reserve Foods. Ready Reserve Foods has been a premier supplier of long-term storable foods for 37 years. Their unique process assures the highest quality long-term food storage available with a 25-year shelf life. A full year supply of quality food for two people costs a fraction of what you pay at the grocery store. For a free full-color catalog, call 800-453-2202. That's 800-453-2202. Or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Ready Reserve Foods, making preparedness simple since 1972.
Here's the deal. I'm going to continue taking your calls for a couple segments. Then I want to get back into the big news of the new earthquake hitting the Fukushima area on the northeast coast of Japan. 17 states reporting radiation in the food, water, milk. The feds will not release their own numbers. There is a huge cover-up going on, but they think with human psychology that because we're a month into this today, another earthquake on the month anniversary of the March 11th situation, that out of sight, out of mind, you can't see the radiation. So, c'est la vie. It's a big deal. I want to break that down and some other important news. Before we go any further, if you want to support this broadcast, remember we have the online video bookstore with the Patriot t-shirts. All of the information is about spreading the word, meeting like-minded people. You can get the book, Big Brother, The Orwellian Nightmare Come True. Excellent new book by Mark Dice. And when you get it with Jesse Ventura's new book, 63 Documents the Government Doesn't Want You to Read, an amazing page turner that's perfect to wake people up. You get one of my films, whatever you choose, absolutely free. The Obama Deception, Police State 4, The Rise of FEMA, Endgame, Fall of the Republic, all available at Infowars.com. And get the books, read them yourself, pass them on to others, get the DVDs, make copies of my films. Every person you wake up is one step closer to defeating the globalists. And you heard the listener earlier who was talking to an Iraq, Afghanistan veteran. He saw Terrorstorm and totally woke up. That's all it takes, folks. These films are powerful. Again, Infowars.com, or you can download all the films of super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv or call toll-free 888-253-3139. Let's talk to Joe in Illinois. You're on the air. Go ahead. John in Illinois. Can't read.
Okay, kudos to Richard Gage. I saw him last night in Evanston, Illinois. His presentation gets more polished every time I see him. But getting to the meat, what I wanted to bring up about this nuclear business, I'm sure that you're already aware of this, but I haven't heard this thrown out into the media of late, and that is the law called the Price-Anderson Act. You're aware of that law?
Yeah, fill folks in.
Yeah, okay. The Price-Anderson Act was passed in 1957 to limit the liability of any utility that uses nuclear power generation. And the industry would not exist today except for that law, because the insurance actuaries would not insure nuclear power. Because,
well, that's like vaccines. For over 40 years have had liability protection, so they can kill you, hurt you, and can't get in trouble because of a federal law there as well.
Yes, indeed. And one more point before I go. In Jesse's new book, The 63 Documents, I was paging through it, and I saw that one document that had been gotten by Think Progress about the Koch brothers' organization of trying to thwart, promote freedom. And the Koch brothers, as you probably know, have been demonized by the leftist press, like Media Matters, etc., of late. And I was wondering if you could delve into exactly if this is just a case of demonization, or if the Koch brothers are really in on the New World Order, or just what the hell is going on.
All right, I appreciate your call. Great point, John. I have read the book. I read it a month ago. I wasn't allowed to ship it out, but we had these books a month ago. And that was the one document that I thought was the only part of the book I didn't really like. But there's 63 of them. And it exposes Democrats, it exposes Republicans. And Dick Russell, we'll get Dick Russell on, the author, because he's the guy that wrote most of it, with Jesse Ventura. And, you know, as Jesse said last week here on the show, and that's kind of a cause celeb thing to attack as the Koch brothers. I don't think they're perfect, but they are kind of like mainline Republicans slash neocons who do promote some free market things. I mean, compared to George Soros, they're angel cakes, but they're definitely part of the left-right paradigm. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen. Stay with us.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.